This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Researchers who hoped to save the Hubble telescope from an early death saw some cause for optimism yesterday. Retired Admiral Harold Gaiman, who chaired the investigation into the Columbia shuttle accident, has written a letter saying that sending astronauts to service the telescope would only be slightly more risky than sending a shuttle to the space station. Gaiman recommended a new review of the risks and benefits of keeping Hubble alive, and NASA agreed. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe told the Senate subcommittee that he would ask the National Academy of Sciences for advice, though he indicated that at present he was sticking by his decision to retire Hubble early. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
The original plan for Hubble was to send the shuttle up one last time. Astronauts would install a new camera, new batteries, and new gyroscopes. But in January, citing financial constraints and safety concerns about the shuttle, NASA decided no. In 2006, Hubble's mission would end. Many astronomers were furious. Senator Barbara Mikulski, a Democrat from Maryland, asked for a second opinion, and NASA agreed to seek the advice of retired Admiral Harold Gaiman, the man who led the investigation into the Columbia accident. NASA had pointed to the investigation's report when it decided that another flight to Hubble would be too risky. Yesterday, Mikulski read from Gaiman's letter at a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing.
In his final paragraph, he says, "I suggest only a deep and rich study of the entire gain-risk equation can answer the questions of whether an extension of the life of the wonderful Hubble telescope is worth the risk."
In other words, let's get a third opinion. Mikulski and Senator Kit Bond from Missouri have now asked the General Accounting Office to examine the issue, and Mikulski also asked NASA to have the National Academy of Sciences conduct its own review. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe said okay, but he said the Academy would have to keep in mind the Columbia Accident Investigation Board's recommendations, one of which said that astronauts should be able to make repairs to the shuttle while in orbit. If the shuttle flies to the space station and has troubles, he said, the astronauts can hang out there for months. But on a trip to Hubble, he said, rescue or repair would have to happen in just 2 weeks because of limited supplies.
If we could fully agree that the objective is to comply with every recommendation of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board for every shuttle flight, that's what NASA has embraced. That's what we intend to do. And that's the part that I want to be sure they're extremely focused on. Therefore, they'll have to delve into the full range of return to flight challenges, everything we're doing in order to comply with every single recommendation. Because anything that says it's close but not close enough is, in my judgment, not acceptable as a means to do this.
In his letter, Admiral Gaiman did attempt to calculate the risks involved in flying the shuttle to Hubble again. He pointed out that NASA is already planning to fly 25 shuttle missions to complete work on the International Space Station. Adding one more, he writes, would increase the risk of catastrophe by about 1%. NASA Administrator Sean O'Keefe had another concern, though. He worried that Hubble might fail before a shuttle was ready for the repair mission.
That's the part that's in doubt, because once the batteries go, the Hubble survives for about 6 to 10 hours, and that's it. It goes cold. So as a consequence, putting all of our eggs in that one basket doesn't work, and it's not something that I think is an acceptable risk.
Hubble astronomers take issue with that claim. They say Hubble could well survive for years after the batteries go. Bruce Margon is Associate Director for Science at the Space Telescope Science Institute, which operates Hubble. Margon thinks the National Academy of Sciences will be able to resolve disagreements like these, and he takes hope from the fact that Admiral Gaiman believes there may be some wiggle room when it comes to implementing the Accident Board's report.
I think the Admiral is saying our report does not at all preclude another visit to Hubble. You have to decide how much risk you're willing to undertake. Anyone who's been awed by the science that Hubble has returned over the more than a decade that it's been on orbit, of course, wants to see more of it. And I think that this letter says that it's a distinct possibility.
David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
Images from the Hubble telescope are at npr.org.